Next Shabbos, not this Shabbos, is going to be Shabbos Chayesara, and in Eretz Yisrael that is known as Shabbat Chevron. It is a time when a lot of people go to Chevron and go visit the Ma'aris HaMachpelah. So I thought it would be an appropriate time of the year to talk about whether a Kohen is allowed to go to the Ma'aris HaMachpelah. A lot of people go, and some Kohanim do, some Kohanim don't. What is the issue behind that that debate, whether a Kohen is allowed to go to Ma'aris HaMachpelah? So first, a matter of Metzius. Rav Asher Weiss wrote a tshuva about 20 years ago where he describes, he says that the Metzius is not 100% clear to him, but he thinks that the following is correct, that there is an entire level below where we daven that has way more than a Poseach Tefach above whatever Mesim might be there, and that the openings between the two levels, that there are only two openings between the two levels, and that they're both by Ohel Yitzchak, where Muslims control, and we can never know when those openings are open and when they are closed, which creates a constant status of Suffolk on the level that we are, that we're davening. And if closed, the Tumah is not Bukas Viola, the Tumah would be stopped by the Ohel that's on top of it, by the roof that's on top of it, that we are standing on the top of. So Rav Asher Weiss starts his tshuva by saying, well, wait a second, isn't this very simply Suffolk Tumah Bereshus HaRabim, and the rule is Suffolk Tumah Bereshus HaRabim is Tahar, so our default should be that it's totally okay. So what would be the reason not to simply apply Suffolk Tumah Bereshus HaRabim and say that it's Tahar? So he suggests two reasons that we shouldn't just simply apply Suffolk Tumah Bereshus HaRabim. First of all, many Achronim hold that we treat the Isser of Tumas Kohanim like a Suffolk Isser and not like a Suffolk Tumah. And Chas Chinuch raises this as a possibility in Mitzvah Reish Samach Gimel, but it's held definitively by many Achronim. The Tzlach and Brachas Yates, the Marcheshes and Chelek Aleph Simen Beis, the Achiezer, the Chelek Gimel Simen Samachay, the Avnei Nezer, and others as well, and more contemporary, Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Yashiv, that the rules of Suffolk Tumas Kohanim is not Suffolk Tumah, but Suffolk Isser. The Raya is from Gemara and Shabbos Lamed Dalid, the Rav Shimon Bar Yochai Gemara, that when Rashbi exited the cave, he wanted to be misaking something Latovas HaTzibur, so he marked off areas of Suffolk Tumah, so Kohanim wouldn't have to trouble themselves to be makif to go around the entire area. And Rashi explains, Shaya also shook Shasavik Bo Mako Ma'aver Ir L'Rabin. It was a place where people would pass through, where many people would pass through. So apparently, even though it was Rosh Hashanah Rabin, they were Machmir on a Suffolk Tumas Kohanim. So apparently, Suffolk Tumas Kohanim is Suffolk Isser and not Suffolk Tumah. Those who reject, those who think that it does follow the rules of Suffolk Tumah, would say that that was just a Chumrah that they kept. They were knowing to be Machmir al Atzmam. But it's not necessarily a Raya Brura. The second reason why we wouldn't necessarily just follow the rules of Suffolk Tumah Bereshus HaRabim Tahar is that even if you do follow rules of Tumah and Tahara when it comes to Kohanim, maybe Tumah Kavua is different. Tosfos and Ksubas says that the Rabbanan were Machmir on a Beis HaPras, to be Metame, Beis HaPras, and they didn't simply just say, it's a Suffolk Tumah Bereshus HaRabim and it's Tahar, because Af Al Gav Shabi Alma Tiyaru Chacham Suffolk Tumah Bereshus HaRabim, says Tosfos, even though normally we're Mekil, Hainu Hecha Shatumah Mevureres V'lo Nola Rasafek Ela Bakrai. That's where you know that there's Tumah, you're just not sure about what happened. Did you contact the Tumah or not? Upama Cheres Lo Yitman. Other times you won't contact the Tumah. But the Tumah's B'mokom Yadua Aval Hacha Sheli Olam Asada B'Safek Lo Ratzu L'Tar Alpha Gavdi Midorai Sator. But over here where the whole Mokom is B'Safek, then we're going to be Machmir even on a Safek Tumah. So if that's not only true of a Beis HaPras, but that's a klal, that whenever the whole area is a makom of Suffolk, not just a Suffolk whether you contacted it, the whole area is a makom of Suffolk, so then it would turn out that we would have to be machmir midrabanan when it comes to Kohanim going to Ma'aris HaMachpelah as well. In fact, Rav Shlomo Zalman in Chashlomo Chel Beisim in Tzadivav Oschaf Aleph says that you do see from that Tosos that whenever the Tumah is in a Kavua situation, we don't rely on Suffolk Tumah Bereshus HaRabim. He says it in the context of Hospital, but l'chara the same would apply to Ma'aris HaMachpelah. Rav Asher Weiss is not convinced by this raya at all. He says that he thinks Tosfos was not formulating a rule to be applied everywhere. They were commenting specifically on the halacha of Beis HaPras. Also, Tosfos only spoke about a case where the Makom HaTumah is not known, but in Ma'aris HaMachpelah, that's not the issue. It's not about the Makom HaTumah. It's about not knowing whether the doors are open in between the lower and upper levels of the Ma'aris. Maharis HaMachpelah, and he points out that this Tosos is not agreed upon by all the other Rishonim, not even by all the other Balei Tosos. There's a Tosos in Shabbos and Moed Katan that seems to go against that. We're not going to get into the details now. Now, what are the Snifim LaHakel? Why would we be Makel to allow Kohanim to go, other than the Savik Tum Bershus Rama? Are there any other considerations to be Makel with? So Rav Asher Weiss points out that there might be three other considerations, LaHakel. One consideration, LaHakel, is that maybe the entire Tumah is only Midrabanan. So even if you treat it like a Safek Isser, it's not Safek Daraisa L'Chumra, it's Safek Drabanan L'Kula. Why would the whole thing be Midrabanan? There's a Shach in Yardes, in Shinai and Beis, Sif Beis, that says two important Chidushim about Tumah and Tahara. The Achronim question whether each one is correct, but two important Chidushim. Number one, that while Tumas Oel is obviously Daraisa, the idea that a Poseach Tefach is maybe as Hatumah is only Midrabanan, that an opening of a Tefach is able, the Tumah is able to get through, that might only be Midrabanan. Magen Avram, Chachmas Adam, the Chassam Sofer, the Avnei Nezer all disagree with this. They say that, of course, Poseach Tefach is the Oraisa, and there seems to be a clear raya against the Shach from a Rambam. The Rambam in the third paragraph of the Zavel writes, V'cheinim nichnas la'oel tamei, she'nichnas la'o atumah, loka, aval pisha atzma shel tumah b'yisacher. He's talking about a Poseach Tefach, about bringing the tumah, and he says, loka, that you get malchus. So it sounds like it's beferish araya that it's a din d'oraisa. So Rav Asher Weiss writes, that's if you're not so super familiar with the Lashonos of the Rambam. But the Kesef Mishnah and the Marikorkus, who are both the most familiar with the Lashonos of the Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah in the 11th paragraph of Hilchos Gerushin, the Marikorkus in the 9th paragraph of Hilchos Klayim, say that very often the Rambam will say loka when he means makas mardus. So over here also, it's very likely that it means makas mardus. The second chiddush of the Shach is that the notion of sof tumah lotzeis is only midrabanan. That if tumah is not there, but it might end up there one day, that's only midrabanan. That seems like a stira between Rashi and Maseches Beitza, and where he says that sof tumah lotzeis is a gzeiras chachamim, and Beitza daf yud, and Rashi and Beitza daf lamed ches, where he says that it's halacha l'moshe misinai. But if you put these two together, it should turn out that even if we're machmir on sofik tumas kohanim, because we treat it like a Safek Isser, but if it's only an Isser Midrabanan, because it's only a Tumah Midrabanan, then maybe there's room to be Mekel. The second reason to be Mekel, he suggests, sniff to be Mekel, is that maybe Tumas Kohanim Bizman Azeh doesn't apply. What? It doesn't. There's a famous Shitas Arayvid in the fifth parak of Hilchos Nezirus, where he suggests that since Kohanim are all Tamei anyway, they're all Tamei Meis anyway, that there's no further Isser for them to be Metamei themselves. The Dagum Ravava in Shinayin Beis uses this as a tziruf to a svek sveka. So he's goreis this rivet as something that needs to be dealt with. In the Chassam Sofer, in the Chuvin Yardes, in Mishin Lamed Ches, he says that he was there when his Rebbe, Rav Nassan Adler, met the Noid Behuda, and he proved to the Noid Behuda that the Ravid held that it's Asa Midar Raisa, that it's not true that the Ravid would have held that it's Mutter, and therefore the Noid Behuda ultimately changed his mind. Okay, but maybe a consideration is that potential Shitas Ravid. A third Snif Lahakel is the question of whether the Avos are Metame at all. Why wouldn't they be Metame? Two possible reasons. Number one, they may not have been Jewish. There is a Machlokas Rishon whether the Avos had a din of a Yisrael or a din of a Ben Noach. Rashi and Avodah Zarah says they were Bnei Noach. Tosfos Bamitzia says that a guy who's mekabel on himself not to lend with ribbis is mekayim a mitzvah, just like Avraham Avinu was mekayim kol haTorah kula ad shelo nitna. Sounds like it's the same status, like a Ben Noach. On the other hand, the Ramban al haTorah holds that they had a din Yisrael. Tosfos Chagigat of Gimel says Avram was tchila legerim because he was nitztava al amila. It makes it sound like it was a milas geros and that he had a din of a Yisrael. So that's a discussion. Mishnah Melech and Parshas Drachim has a long discussion of whether the Avos were Bnei Noach or had a din of Yisrael, and he says his maskani is that not only are we mesupik about it, they were mesupik about it, that they themselves didn't know if they were Jews or not Jews. There is a machlokas tanaim in Yevamos if goyim are metame ba'oel, meaning let's say they had a status of Bnei Noach, so now are they metame ba'oel? The Rambam paskins Eino Metame, most Rishonim agree. The Rabbeinu Tam, according to Tosfos Bamitzia, says non-Jews are Metame Ba'oel. Shulchan Aruch and Shinayim Beis says Nachon Li Zaher. We should try to be careful even about Tumas Ohel of non-Jews, but in the implication of the Shulchan Aruch is that really Mikra Adin, it's they're not Metame, but we should try to be Machmir for that shita. So where does all that leave us? So they might have a din of a Yisrael. And even if they have a din of a Ben Noach, maybe even Bnei Noach are Metamei Ba'ol. And even if not Metamei Ba'ol, some Rishonim say that at least Adam HaRishon is Metamei Ba'ol, because the whole reason Bnei Noach and not Metamei Ba'ol is because Atem Kareem Adam, Ve'inu Masa'olam Kareem Adam. Well, there's one that's definitely Kari Adam, and that was Adam. So it could be. And anyway, it's a Beferish Gemara. The Gemara says in Bab Basra and Daf Nuches that Rabbi Noah used to mark off by the Maris HaMechmele, marked off the Kivrei Avos, and most Rishonim and Achronim understand that he did that in order to protect from Tumah. Rabbi Yaakov Emden, who holds Kivrei Tzadikim or not Metame, says he was doing it for other reasons, so people can know where to daven or whatever, but Pashto says he was doing it for the sake of Tumah. And that's the other sad to say that they're not Metame, that if you hold that Kivrei Tzadikim are not Metame, like the Ramban and Parshas Chukah seems to say that way, and it seems to be based on Gorg Subastav Kuf Beis, that when Rebbe died, Batla Kuhuna, which means that the Kohanim were Osek in his Kavura, and Tosas of their quotes from Rabbeinu Tam, that when Rabbeinu Tam died, Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen was Osek B'Kavura. So we generally don't assume that way. We assume Kivrei Tzadikim are Metame as well. A friend of mine told me that on the day of his Chasana, one of his friends took him to the Ohel by the Lubavitcher Rebbe. So he said, I'm a Kohen, what am I even doing here? So they told him, you can go in a box, that there's a box that you can go in. He said, the day I go into a cemetery in a box, it's not going to be standing up. That's not so Lemaisa, what are we paskin? So Rav Asher Weiss thinks that he writes in both the beginning and the end of the Tshuva, but this was written 20 years ago, that he's not clear enough on the Matzias to say definitively, but it seems to him that it would be mutter. And he says, you can't say that the whole area underneath has one big din of a kever, and therefore you're not allowed to stand on top. The Kohanim would not be allowed to go on top of it, because then nobody would be allowed to go on top of it, because you're not supposed to stand and walk on Kvarim. Rav Mordechai Eliyahu was also famously Mekel. However, it seems that most poskim, including Moreno Rav Shechter Shlita, assume that based on the Pashtus and the Gemara and Bab Basra, that they are Metame. That's what Rabbi Benoah was doing. He was marking off the graves. Rav Vadya Paskins and Yechavad Aschel Gdalad Simin Nun Ches, also Lahachmir. I'm told that Rav Nevin Sal Shlita holds that that Kohanim can't go to Maris HaMechpelah, but they can go to Kever Rachel. So maybe we'll have to have another shir about Kever Rachel, but it seems that the majority of Poskim say that Kohanim should not go to Maris HaMechpelah, where a minority of Poskim seem to assume that they can go to Maris HaMechpelah. Everyone should have a wonderful day and a wonderful Shabbos.